Florida is faring very poorly on economic tests that influence child poverty. But when it comes to health, Florida improved from 2008 to 2013. The national teen birth rate is down to 26 per 1,000 teen girls, and Florida's rate is even lower at 25 per 1,000. Lottie Watts with Health News Florida tuned to Dr. Noreen Dollard, who co-directs Florida's Kids Count, and Laura Speer with the Annie E. Casey Foundation for a closer look at the report.
The decline in the teen birth rate has been, especially, you know, since basically the mid-90s, has been a real success story. And there's been, you know, there's been significant research on what's going on in terms of the decline in the teen birth. It's actually been cut in half in about the last 20 years. It's the lowest rate on record for as long as we've been tracking the teen birth rates. And certainly there's been a research on kind of what's going on. We know that young people are choosing to abstain from having sexual intercourse for longer. They're waiting till they're adults. That's on the one side. And when they do, they're more likely to use birth control. So it really is kind of a combination of abstinence and the use of birth control.
And Dr. Dollard, what did you see in this report that really stood out to you?
It's a little hard to single out one thing because the economic and the poverty indicators are so strong relative, you know, to others in the, you know, other states in the country. And probably more importantly is because they are all interrelated. They're all related to long-term outcomes. But I think the big take-home message is we need to continue to focus on helping children escape poverty. I would say that while we do have some bright spots in terms of teen deaths, in terms of improvements in the birth rate, I think there needs to be continued effort to give these children access to health care. We are improving in terms of getting kids health insurance. We still need to maximize the public sources of insurance. I do think that some of the factors that put us in not as favorable position on the rankings, the economic well-being indicators are probably the most telling and would provide the areas that we really need to focus on more.
And the report notes new job growth occurring at all wage levels, but disproportionate in low wage sectors.
Those lower income jobs, so there's not, first of all, the economic support to give kids the kind of chances that we want for them educationally or experientially, taking advantage of community resources. But they also are the jobs that don't come with insurance. It is true that we are making progress in terms of coverage, but that we still lag pretty far behind the nation, other states.
And Laura Speer, what are some of the goals? What do you eventually want to see in this Kids Count report?
What we want to see every time we release the Kids Count report is more and better supports for making better budget decisions for kids and families. That this is really about the future of our country, and we want to make sure that all policymakers and all decision makers who have the ability to direct spending, to figure out where investments are going to be made for the long-term health of the country, are really looking at data, they're looking at evidence-based programs, and they're prioritizing investment in kids.
This is WUSF 89.7. We heard from Laura Speer with the Annie E. Casey Foundation and Dr. Noreen Dollard, who co-directs Florida Kids Count. You can see more on the Kids Count survey at our website, healthnewsflorida.org.